show. Welcome to In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky on your Tuesday night broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. Send much needed fundage. Your purchase of free speech will be much valued by your children and grandchildren. You can keep free speech alive. And currently, we still have the offer of if you purchase $100 or more worth of free speech, then you get a free RBN t-shirt or mug. So please include your return address and your shirt size should you wish to purchase free speech. Tonight is Tuesday night. The dynamic duo, Mike, send out the bat signal, my good sir.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Holy, here we go again, Batman. Holy whiskers! Holy birthday cake! Holy headache!
Holy ball and chain!
Holy triple feature!
Holy slip disc!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the Caped Crusader in the Batmobile, out fighting crime, standing 6'4", weighing in at well over 245 pounds of crime-fighting political science, analyzing brawn. He once made Chuck Norris blink in a staring contest, Dr. Patrick Slattery. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Holy white replacement, Robin.
Holy vaccine mandates, Batman.
Yeah, and there's two things wrong with the vaccine mandate. Well, two things wrong with the vaccine passports. One is the vaccines, and the other is the passports.
How about holy collapse of America, Batman?
It is collapse, yeah. It is dissolving in front of our eyes. I was talking to a boomer and a proto-boomer, somebody who's too old to be a boomer, and they were saying something about America getting taken over by China, and I just laughed and I said, and that would be a good thing. That would be an improvement. Like, and they had to laugh. They had to laugh.
You're like, if only.
If only. We should be so lucky.
Well,
but
you know,
are we going to lose our freedoms?
What freedoms are you talking about, good sir?
I mean, I joke. Because we're not going to get taken over by China. But honestly, because we don't have a choice. We don't have a choice in the matter. But if we were, I would just say, Ni hao, dong shi. I would try to say that. Hopefully my accent would be good enough.
I have been brushing up on my Wing Chun just in case, so that I can greet our Chinese overlords with a little bit of culture.
Hey, they would be looking for some people who could actually administer the country without being belligerent to the rest of the world. So, I don't know any Chinese spies or any CCP members. But, you know, if there's any who are listening to the show and they want to contact me, I get. Well, I'm just joking. I'm joking. But still, I'm kind of serious.
We take yen, although they can't pay us in Bitcoin because they sort of outlawed that, which I have a little disagreement with them on there. But let's not quabble over petty disagreements like Bitcoin. Let's get into a little bit of retro, a little Patrick and Jeremy retro. I went through the archives today, and I wanted to get one of our first early takes on Corona Chan right when the shutdowns were starting. I sent this to Mike. Mike, if you would, the March 16th episode of Patrick and Jeremy. It's about a 6-minute clip. While you're in the Batmobile, you can just listen to this and catch our takes on the economic coming collapse that we foresaw. You got that ready to roll, Mike?
I really just don't think, I mean, most businesses just can't shut down. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, my take on this now is, you know, who benefits from all of this? I think the uber wealthy, and I'm talking like billionaires, you know, like, you know, the Bloomberg gang, like people up in that tier. And when this is all said and done, this is just going to be a way for the uber wealthy to consume and to buy things up really cheap. I'll just give you a quick example. A lot of people that rent, renters, as well as small, like, you know, a family that owns 5 or 6 rental properties or 10 rental properties, when the rent's not paid because of either low wages or no wages, even the landlords, they're not going to be able to go 2-3 months without making payments to the bank. They're just not going to be able to do that. So even, you know, even larger corporations above them are going to buy up all this property. So, I mean, that's just one example of what you could see, sort of like a financial realignment. And I don't claim to know everything about finances, but I've talked to a lot of farmers here and small business owners just today to kind of get an idea of how this is working on a lower level and how we see things. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see. I don't know. I would value your opinion on this.
Yeah, well, I mean, my opinion is not so much what I know, but what I don't know. But think of a tsunami or just a wave going through something. You know, you can think of the wave going through your sandcastle on the beach. And the sand is still there. Maybe some of it gets washed out to sea, but the sand's still there, but it's in different places. And this, you know, you talked about, the rich benefiting, and this may well be. There's been a giant wave that is going through, for instance, the financial markets, and things are getting moved around, and people are winning and losing. Most people right now are losing, but, you know, the wave has washed in, it hasn't flowed back out yet, and we don't know how things are going to turn out. And when you think of what happened after, say, 2008, Lehman Brothers and some other, you know, Bear Stearns and some others went bankrupt. Their people didn't do so well. But the ones that didn't go bankrupt, your Chase Morgan and Goldman Sachs, they did well. They got lots of bailouts and whatnot. It's hard to say what's going on. One last thing.
Didn't you see a little bit of a realignment there of the banks that you were talking about? So I saw a lot of banks close right after that.
There was a realignment. Yeah. There was a realignment of all sorts of things. And so, for instance, the housing market, before the crisis hit and after the crisis hit, you had basically the same buildings. You had basically the same houses. But the ownership of them changed hands, and in, you know, a lot of cases, the ownership went back to banks. Effectively, when they were repossessing houses for non-payment, you know, to a large extent, they were made whole or more or less whole on the losses that they incurred on mortgages through various bailouts, not just the TARP, but also, and this is something that, to his credit, Bernie Sanders mentioned yesterday, not just the TARP, but the trillions and trillions of dollars of zero interest loans that went out from the Fed in non-transparent ways through various windows. And so they were made whole in terms of their loan losses, and then they wound up with a lot of real estate on their hands that eventually recovered. So
yeah, and I remember the 2008 crisis very well because I was still self-employed then, and I remember that a lot of landlords did lose their, you know, 3, 4, or 5 houses that they were renting or apartment units, and one of the local companies bought everything up. I'm one of the West Kentucky companies here, but we're able to buy it up from all of the, you know, individual owners, and so I think we're going to see that on a larger scale then. You know, I'm talking about, like, the company that I saw buy up is going to have to sell. They're going to get rid of theirs, I think, if this keeps up, because they can't maintain everything they have now. They can't even maintain the maintenance on these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I really think that's what we're seeing here. If you want to go conspiratorial, and this, I think that, you know, the rest of the
I don't even think you need to go conspiratorial.
Oh, no. This is, like, pretty much...
You still can reach the same conclusion.
This is like science. We can just watch this in real time. And the Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh take of, oh, this is our to hurt the president. Well, you know, maybe Donald Trump is collateral damage. This is not all about Donald Trump. This is a global thing. I mean, China is hurt really bad. You know, there's shipment containers full of meat in China right now, and hopefully they're keeping those freezers, you know, really cold and at right temperature. You know, it's just this is a global realignment is what I'm looking at. And is it a global realignment for some sort of a one-world financial system? You know, I think a lot of our Christian listeners would say yes.
Yeah, that was our take on March 16th, 2020, of what we saw coming, and we compared it to the 2008 financial crisis, which I think was a microcosm for what is we're going through now. What do you got, Patrick? What do you think about our analyses?
Well, I mean, the last thing you said in particular seems pretty clairvoyant. It was it wound up being an attempt at a global financial realignment. You know, you think of everything they're trying to do, trying to get rid of paper money. And, you know, if anything, like, we might have sounded pretty alarmist at the time, but if anything, it was a little bit understated. This is just, it would have been hard to predict just how monumental this was, but we certainly weren't taking it lightly. And, you know, 2008 was like the biggest event in recent memory to compare it to. And of course, it's gone way beyond 2008.
Yeah. And it was interesting. We brought up the shipping containers outside of China with the meat. And now we have a similar situation here, shipping containers. And I guess there's a variety of things you can attribute that to. And California's strict COVID regime is not allowing truckers to do their job. They're not allowing workers to do their job. I've heard the take that maybe with the COVID money, Americans have bought up a lot of things and there's no demand, but I'm not buying that. I think it's really because of the COVID restrictions that we're not getting, that we're getting empty shelves. And we're seeing this here. Yeah, what was on China?
So, I mean, the various COVID restrictions have just injected all sorts of little bottlenecks here and there. You know, there's all sorts of things. You know, restrictions on this business or that business. You know, there are a lot of small businesses that are in the supply chains, not just here but around the world, that feed into larger businesses. And, like, I mean, I know Japan, for instance, but I'm sure it's probably the same in Korea and a lot of places in Europe. You have a lot of small businesses that supply Toyota or, you know, other big companies with, you know, maybe one little part of the spark plug, something like a component of a spark plug. But these things can create giant bottlenecks because the small companies tended to be more likely to shut down for a variety of reasons, whether it was, you know, financial reasons, whether it's, you know, various COVID restrictions. And you just get these little bottlenecks here and there, and then they have these big impacts down the production line. So I think there's a whole bunch of things that are involved, but mostly things that have to do with COVID restrictions. You know, now, for instance, you're going to have lots, like, parts of the workforce here and there that are losing their jobs because they don't want the vaccine. That's gonna have massive impacts downstream.
And that's a great segue into the first article from VanityFair.com. You're speaking of the vaccine mandates and the loss of workers, the police and military. I mean, this is going to be major, and I don't know how this is going to shake out. We've made predictions, but just covering this article here, the great police union backlash to COVID vaccine mandates has begun. This is an article from October 21st. On Friday, the deadline for Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, that carpet-munching skank, the COVID vaccine mandate for all city employees came and went, but thousands of Chicago PD officers failed to report their vaccine status. So far, this resistance has only resulted in 21 officers being placed on non-pay status.
but the city's police union has made it clear it will fight the order tooth and nail by encouraging officers not to acquiesce. Welcome to day three of the Hunger Games, where we find out who the city will offer up as tribute. This is according to Michael Matei, the first vice president of the local fraternal order of police. If we fail to make them bargain with us on this issue, what is next? And that's a good point he was making there. You don't bargain with them on this, just like with the school boards. You know, if we let them make the students wear the mask, they'll make them do the vaccine. And we push back. So the unions are recognizing this. And it's going on talking about roughly 4,000 officers failing to report the vaccine status. And check this out. We've got an article later about DeSantis in Florida offering cops bonuses to come down there. But Indiana also is. And they say, hey, Chicago police officers, we're hiring, wrote Indiana State Police spokesperson in a since deleted tweet linking to an application website. Indiana wants me. Can you go back there? I don't know, Mike, can you? So, the no vaccine mandate lowers taxes, great schools, welcoming communities. This is according to Senator Mike Braun, an Indiana Republican, made a pitch. Our police do the hardest jobs in the world, and they deserve respect. Not losing their pay or being fired for refusing to comply with a ridiculous vaccine mandate. This is what Braun told Fox News, adding that the thousands of Chicago cops defying this government overreach have a home in Indiana if they want it. What do you think about that, Patrick? Indiana offering cops from Chicago jobs when they get fired.
Well, we've already seen a lot of this type of thing. You know, a lot of people over the past 18 months or so have left places like New York and California, and, you know, they've gone down to Florida, they've gone to Texas, you know, other places. And that's kind of in general. Now, occupation-specific type of movement, like police officers, why wouldn't they? Yeah, especially if they're getting fired, if they're going to get fired from New York City or from Chicago, why wouldn't they go to Indiana? People have been voting with their feet for the past 18 months. So, you know, I think it's a real development. And we have had in our history, we've had great internal migrations. We've had kind of slow, but migration from the Rust Belt to the Sun Belt in our lifetime, or at least in my lifetime.
And that's leading to the collapse of certain cities in America and a great realignment in a parallel society that we can cover on the other side of the break.
Well,
I can feel the thunderstorms inside.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Awake every morning and the cold winds cover me. All I've got's a ghost of what could be.
Okay, we are back. Back to the dynamic duo on In Plain Sight. And, you know, talking about the police force being cut, you know, you have Indiana offering these cops jobs. You have Florida also, Ron DeSantis, actually offering a bonus. I think it was like $5,000. Had this in The Guardian. Ron DeSantis wants to pay anti-vaccine police $5,000 to relocate to Florida. Governor says he will give bonuses to officers from states who have lost their jobs by refusing government mandates. We're looking at a complete and full realignment as the system collapses of the police force, and a parallel society being created through entire states. This is something that you and I have talked about since last summer, really. We really started talking about it last summer. And maybe we can go through the archives sometime and get the clips. But I don't know. Give me your take on this realignment, how we could create a parallel society with cops and non-vaxxers.
Well, you know, you've had – so I mentioned before the Rust Belt to the Sun Belt migration. And, of course, 100 years ago, in the wake of World War One, you had the great migration of coloreds up from the south and into the big cities in the north and northeast and even in the west. But also, think of what you've had basically in response to the Great Migration was once the coloreds started moving into the cities and bringing the crime and the bad schools with them, you had in more recent times the white flight from the cities to suburbs, and increasingly it's ongoing, it's increasingly to more and more outer suburbs. So the idea that large numbers of people won't move in order to change their surroundings because they don't like being surrounded by a lot of diversity, well, if they would move for that reason, why wouldn't they move to get away from mask mandates and vaccines and shutdowns? I think it's very likely. I mean, I know people who have already moved over this, And I think it's very likely that you could have a very significant movement of people. It's something that if civilization is still around, you know, 20, 30, 40 years from now, it will be in the history books, in the textbooks.
Wow. And a couple of takes here. First of all, you know, to dovetail this with the financial realignment, I mean, as you get people leaving these big cities looking for properties in rural America, the real estate prices have went through the roof. Houses have almost, in some areas, doubled in value, and at least in others, 25% above normal real estate values. And so people in the rural areas are selling just to get the cash. And then I'm predicting, and I think other people are too, a big crash as the dollar is devalued next year. These real estate, once the dust settles, the real estate bubble is going to bust, and all these properties are going to be half of what they should be valued. So, you know, $100,000 house in the country is going to go down to $50,000, and you're going to see a lot of these people that sold, you know, go through and buy those up, and maybe even bigger companies, real estate companies, upper echelons, buy up these houses and turn them into rentals. Rentals for who? Maybe some of the millions of migrants that are coming in from Haiti and various parts of South America and Central America. So yeah. Then my second question is, what are these cities going to look like Chicago, I mean, Detroit, New York, the various cities in California? What are they going to look like when all of the decent people leave and the police force is cut by 30 or 40%? You're talking Mad Max tier landscape, guy. You know?
Well, I mean, you've already, for decades, you've had big hunks of a lot of big cities that are already like that. I mean, Harlem, even in, you know, Harlem's renaissance, it's still a hellhole.
Compton?
I guess big hunk of the South, Compton, south side of Chicago, Anacostia in Washington, D.C. I mean, there's big hunks of lots and lots of cities that are pretty much no-go zones for anybody who can help it. So, yeah, you've got that. Regarding like land prices, like in 2008, you had a collapse of land prices, real estate prices. Now that was following several years of, at least in many many places in the country, higher real estate prices because of a strong economy or a seemingly strong economy. What you're getting now is kind of different because I think like right now we have a weak economy, and I think a lot of money is moving into real estate and also into the stock market for different reasons. They move into the real estate or stock market because they're escaping bad places, and potentially because they're trying to get something of value that won't be subjected to inflation, that won't be devalued by deflation.
Hold that thought. That brings me to another point on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Endpoint Side on Republic Broadcasting Network. Dynamic duo, Patrick, we were talking financial stuff. Finish your thought, and then I wanted to get into sort of where this money's going. They're pumping into the economy with these fake dollars.
Well, the point I was trying to make is that, sometimes real estate and stock prices go up because the economy is strong. And, people are expecting better things in the future. Sometimes they go into these markets because the economy is weak, because they're expecting inflation and, they're expecting the dollar to do badly, and they're trying to get their money into something that will be shielded from inflation.
So well, like Bitcoin.
Yeah. I mean, the Bitcoin boom is part of that. So, I don't really know what to expect there. I don't think land prices nor stock prices necessarily need to collapse. I think you could. Even in a situation of hyperinflation, people are talking about hyperinflation. We've never experienced hyperinflation in America. In the 70s, we had, for a little while, double-digit inflation. We had some inflation, but and what we have now isn't hyperinflation. It is inflation, and we haven't even had very modest inflation for a while. So we could have inflation and economic stagnation and a lot of bottlenecks and empty shelves, and still land prices wouldn't necessarily fall.
Well, I'll just give you a few observations that we were talking about in the break. We'll try to duplicate that conversation. It was a good one. I see like the government has pumped a lot of COVID relief money into the working class, and You had not only the stimulus checks, but also like this child tax credit. You had people on unemployment getting extra federal benefits, and that's all pretty much, I think, ended for the most part. But what I saw is the early part of 2021, the stock market going through the roof. And, you know, normie working class people investing in stocks, maybe for the first time. You see this empirical data if you look at GameStop, you know, the GameStop surge, where over 6 million, over 6 million investors on Reddit, you know, completely foiled a Jewish hedge fund short sale of that stock. You had the same thing with AMC.
Are you saying that the Jewish hedge funds were overwhelmed by the 6 million?
That's what I'm saying. It was almost a holocaust of the Jewish hedge fund finances to the tune of 70 plus billion. That's all I'm saying. This is an interesting number, that 6 million. It keeps coming up like a bad penny or whatever. But look at any stock. Pull up any stock. Pull up multiple stocks, penny stocks, regular stock, whatever. And look at the surge in between the end of January and the middle of February. They all have a huge surge. And there was a lot of money dumped into the stock market then. And I think you see this, a lot of people that didn't actually need the stimulus checks or the extra unemployment put that money into the stocks. Now, that a lot of it did eventually go back up to the upper echelon of billionaires on the globe. And that was probably by design. But as these people, as our normie working class, friends are putting the money in the stock market or in Bitcoin, you look at Bitcoin, it hit its all-time high a couple of weeks ago, like 60, I don't want to give a number, it was in the mid to upper 60, $1,000 range. And when the grocery prices come up, as we're going to see, they already are, and these normies have to pay two or three times the amount for groceries, I think you're going to see that money pulled out of the stock market, and you're going to see a stock market collapse. And as I mentioned before, I think you're going to see housing collapse as the dust settles and all these wealthy people fleeing the cities buy up the properties, and the regular working class sell. And then as that levels, you're going to see prices come down in houses, maybe even go way below what they should be. I'm not a financial analysis. That's just what I'm observing, putting together the pieces from the last 12 months. You have a little different take, but that's cool.
Well, see, I don't know exactly know what to expect, but we're heading into very kind of unprecedented times. And like typically if you're headed into what looks like a lot of economic insecurity, typically what would happen is you have what's called a flight to quality. And quality would be U.S. Treasury bonds. Quality would be dollar-denominated assets, right? So the thing is now, where is the instability coming from? You've got the Federal Reserve that's just been pumping out money after money after money. And, you know, the European Central Bank doing probably the same thing. So is the dollar quality? Are government bonds quality? Actually, they're not. And so I think you could have bad economic times, worse than 2008, worse than a lot of things. You have very bad economic times, and capital is going to move, but it's not going to move to the traditional places. Stock might remain I think, you know, stocks have gone up so much over the past 5 years that you would want to say it's a bubble. But the other parts of the economy, I mean, especially the public sector, especially the bond market, which is massive. Why would you want to have money in U.S. Treasury bonds now when Janet Yellen is publicly talking about we're going to go into default if you don't do something by December 7th.
And the smart people among our ranks are, if they do put money in the stock market, they're dumping it. I mean, I see that a lot when I look at these penny stocks, especially these big spikes and then a big dump. They're doing a lot of pump and dumps, and people are putting money in it, getting the money out, and if they're smart, and I see a lot of people doing this, putting it into guns and ammunition, food storage, A lot of my good friends have stocked their cupboards full, preparing for what's to come, what they think is to come, and what I think it is to come, a food shortage or a food price spike, and guns and ammunition. You can't go wrong with that. I myself have acquired, you know, another weapon and ammunition, as well as a secondary wood stove, with my extra money. And so you see the money going there, if people are smart. So I don't know. Like you said, we're in unprecedented times, and
that's been something we've kind of halfway joked about for a long time. But really, I do think you're going to see a lot of a certain amount of money go into things like that, right?
And
guns,
ammunition,
canned food, wood burning stoves.
There's exactly. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I think you will, and companies that are associated with it are going to do well.
Well, you do have a great point. The stock market doesn't necessarily have to crash. I mean, the billionaires still control these stocks, and they can manipulate them. They manipulated Bitcoin after its monumental rise in February. You see a lot of companies like, or a lot of people like Musk and the Amazon guy, Bezos, you know, dumping stock and rebuying it. Manipulating that market, and so they can artificially keep the stock market afloat no matter what happens to the dollar, I would suppose. But again, not a financial analysis, and you know, we're just observing and making comments. But I wanted to get on, if we've exhausted this financial subject, I wanted to get on to the military.
One last point is that in these stimulus packages and everything, they put out all so much money, and really only like probably less than 20% has been going into regular people's pockets. There's been a massive amount that's going into other places. And so, you know, rich money bags, investment firms and whatnot have gotten a huge amount of money. And where is it going to go?
Yeah. Hello, BlackRock. Right. And so, yeah, but to parallel with our discussion on the police force being, lowered because of these vax mandates, we also got the military. Washington Post, hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops have not yet complied with vaccine mandates as deadlines near, and I think these deadlines are mostly in November for active duty. This is an article on October 10th. It's a little bit older, but it checks out. Hundreds of thousands of U.S. service members remain unvaccinated or only partially vaccinated against the coronavirus as the Pentagon's first compliance deadlines near, with lopsided rates across the individual services and spike in deaths among military reservists, illustrating how political division over the shots has seeped into a nonpartisan force with unambiguous orders. Anyway, I don't want to read this verbatim. The gist of it is, they're painting this picture. They say the nation's 2.1 million troops, that immunization would become mandatory, and that's I think that's including the reservists and guard, because I think you only have about 1.5 million of active duty. I don't have the exact numbers on that, but this article says 2.1 million total of troops. How many of those are going to get out? Not only because of the vax mandates, but because of CRT being preached in basic training now, and trannies and homos being openly allowed to serve, and the top brass actually changing centuries of military law and tradition in order to accommodate these faggots and these trannies. I mean, so you got a lot. All of the good people are going to leave the military, like they're leaving the police force. Where does that leave us? What kind of military does that leave us? Number one. Number two. How do they think we're going to fare in a conflict with Russia and China when our best guys are gone? These are questions. They're befuddling me. You got a take on that, guy?
Well, maybe it's a blessing in disguise. As all the good people leave the military, you might wind up with some of these top brass or civilians at the Pentagon, policymakers, coming to the realization that our military can't win any war, and therefore we shouldn't do a war. Maybe that's just wishful thinking.
But yet, in spite of that, they're saber rattling, you know, against Russia and China. They backed off of Joe Biden's China comments recently a little bit, but I mean, it's very dangerous, and this is going to kind of seg us into one of the main articles I wanted to talk to you about, is the Chinese Russian ops, the Sino Russian alliance. Did I say that right? Sino or Sino?
Sino in American English.
From, let's see, RT.com, watch Russian and Chinese warships on the first ever joint patrol mission in the Pacific, 23rd of October. Russian and Chinese Navy vessels have completed their first joint patrol mission in the Pacific Ocean, covering a distance of over 1,700 nautical miles in a week. This is according to Russia's defense ministry. The landmark mission was aimed at maintaining stability in the Pacific region and safeguarding the maritime infrastructure of the two nations, the ministry said. It started last Sunday and successfully concluded on Saturday. During the patrol, the Russian and Chinese ships sailed through the Sugura Strait between Japan's islands of Honshu and Hokkaido. The Japanese Navy, which monitored their actions, said that the passage was carried out in line with international law and that the country's territorial waters were not violated. You can throw Japan into that mix. Japan is like, yeah, that's cool. Come on through. Japan, Russia, and China in this alliance, in anticipation of what? That's my question.
Well, Japan's not really in the alliance, but and the Japanese people are very hostile to China. But the Japanese leadership is more realistic, and the new prime minister, he had been foreign minister under Abe, who was very hostile to China, but he's not really somebody who has a career of being hostile to China. So we'll have to see how that plays out. He might wind up being friendlier to China, and Japan's relationship with China might get somewhat better. Tsugaru Straits between Honshu and Hokkaido. Honshu and Hokkaido are close enough that there is a railroad tunnel connecting them. So they're that close. I mean, it's not as close as I guess it's like 50 or 60 miles. And the English Channel is about 12 miles. People can swim that, but still. Under the law of the treaty, under the law of the sea treaty, you can sail. There's still international waters in between those two islands, and I just want to remind people that the distance between China and Taiwan is wider, and the United States has been sailing back and forth through the Taiwan Straits because there's international waters. But, you know, the idea that we need to somehow protect Taiwan so that China doesn't have open access to the Pacific Ocean, well, aren't they sailing around the Pacific Ocean with their Russian buddies right now?
Yeah, and maybe I overplayed. Maybe I overplayed the Japanese part in the so-called alliance.
Well, the Japanese...
noticing their indifference, but...
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. I missed that. Go ahead, say it.
No, the Japanese can't be taken for granted forever. They've been effectively an American satellite since 1945, but you can't take that for granted forever. And things could change, because even though the Japanese people themselves right now are very hostile to China, the United States is just mad. I mean, it's madness what's going on with the United States. It's madness what's going on with NATO. You know, we're just degenerating into weirdness and trannyism. And actually, the Japanese aren't. The Japanese don't have gay marriage. At some point, the Japanese may just realize that. That America's not their natural ally.
Hey, hold that thought. We'll come back to that on the other side, as well as the east-west global split in geographical politics on In Plain Sight.
I'd pass out on the bedroom floor, sleep right through the calm before the storm.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It is useless to resist us.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Dynamic duo talking about geopolitics now. And we see this Eastern and Western split that I've talked about for years now, decades before I got on RBN. And you have the neoliberal West pushing global homo. And now you have an Eastern alliance of Russia, China, Iran, Syria, maybe Japan, question mark. In this Eastern Bloc, this has been the case for millennia, as back all the way back when the Roman Empire divided, and you had Rome in the West and Constantinople in the East in Turkey, which was eventually taken by the Muslims, and then the British Empire took all of it, and then that split. After World War II, you had the West and Britain. And Russia, communist Russia, being a huge power in the East. Communism in the East, capitalism in the West. Now we're seeing that sort of morph. What do you think of my analysis of geopolitics as a political science professor yourself?
Well, I mean, if it follows a lot of like balance of power type of thinking, that you aren't likely to have a unipolar world forever. Although, who knows? But just as right now domestically, we are seeing a lot of movement. People actually moving. They're leaving New York and they're going to Missouri. This type of thing. This is happening. And why wouldn't you expect over the same issues of like COVID madness and
BLM?
And yeah, BLM. Why wouldn't you expect some countries that have been traditionally allies of the United States, like Japan or South Korea, or who knows where else, say, wait a minute, we didn't really sign up for repressing our population like this.
Not to mention the alliance was uneasy. Not to mention the alliance was uneasy with Japan and Korea. I mean, they didn't really sign up for that. It was just kind of forced on them. Would you agree?
That's right. Yeah, I think you could see a lot of movement. I think we are reaching an inflection point in international relations history, and so there could be a lot of movement.
We're reaching levels of inflection point that was previously thought impossible.
It really was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, uncertain times. Mm-hmm. No, not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. I will add, as a student of biblical prophecy, and I don't want to get too much into this, we got like 30 seconds left, but in order for a one-world government to happen, one of these sides are going to have to collapse, either the East or the West, because they're at odds with each other now. But you know what? We've got the Patrick and Jeremy show tomorrow to discuss all of this on National Bugle, 1 p.m. Central. Be there or be queer. Y'all stay classy. Thanks, Patrick. Thanks, Mike. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.